Hello, Wayman Alexander here, creator of The Liminal Lands. What you're about to listen to is a bonus episode that was previously a Patreon exclusive. If you don't know, I do have a Patreon account. Patreon.com/liminallands, the link's in the show notes. Support from patrons allows me to keep working on the show, and in return, I give them bonus content like you're about to hear, ad-free episodes, stickers, bookmarks, bloopers, and at the higher tiers, even personalized business cards for becoming a co-producer of the show, and your name on the IMDb page for The Liminal Lands. There's even a couple of director's commentary episodes where I go through an episode and explain what I was thinking at the time. The lowest support tier is $3 a month, and that does get you access to all of the bonus content. If you find yourself thinking, hey me, the only thing wrong with The Liminal Lands is that there isn't more of it, then you're in luck, because there is hours of bonus content on my Patreon. Yes, I know, no one has ever said that sentence before. I usually release bonus episodes on the week that I'm not releasing a mainline episode, so that's usually two bonus episodes a month. Some of them are Lost Tapes episodes, and some of them are what you're about to hear from the cat's point of view. The Liminal Lands follows Soko and his journey, but there is so much more to the world than that. And if anyone knows about it, it's the cat. His episodes tend to explain more about the strange world Soko is traveling through, and how the Liminal Lands was before the Fall. If that sounds interesting to you, head over to patreon.com/liminallands, and support me in the show. Right now, I'm saving up to buy an interface, so any support is greatly, greatly appreciated. And now, I'm sure you're all tired of hearing me ask you for money, so I'll just plug my Discord real quick, and then we can get into the show. You really should consider joining the Liminal Lands Discord. You don't have to be a patron to join. Anyone can. It's a fantastic and very lively place, full of all kinds of really amazing people. If you want to join and talk about the Liminal Lands, you can. If you want to join and just shoot the breeze, you can. I'm on the Discord a lot, and that's the best way to get a hold of me for whatever reason. I'd love to see you there. There's going to be a Discord invite in the show notes. Now, I'm finally through talking. Time for the previously patron-exclusive episode, part of the First 8 Lives of the Cat series, called The People. Enjoy the show.
I just thought of some advice I thought I needed to give to anyone who thinks they might spend more than a minute or two in the Liminal Lands. It's pretty important. What you need to do is watch for signs or signals. It's part of life here. You mark your territory, and if you don't, anyone can move in on you. Of course, they can anyways if they're willing to fight you for it, but most of the time, it ain't worth it for someone to fight you. Now, if you're traveling through the Liminal Lands, it's usually worth it to go around someone's territory instead of trying to trade for safe passage. But it's a pretty effective system. Surprisingly effective if you know anything about humans and our propensity to overcomplicate things. So, maybe you won't be surprised to know that we actually didn't come up with it. We stole the idea. Although, maybe it's more accurate to say we adhere to a framework that others set up and use. Now, if you stick to places that are closer to the shadows of towns and the like, you ain't likely to come across the originators. But if you do, like I used to do, and roam across the wilds, you'll need to be on the lookout for the signs. You'll see them if you're looking. You'll see some bark stripped off of a tree and a symbol for whoever's territory it is carved into it. And I suggest you avoid the place after that. Because that usually marks the territory of one of the original travelers. They go by a lot of different names. Well, they only call themselves one thing, the people. But we have a lot of different names for them. Metacongmi, Woodwoes, Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot. Although I wouldn't suggest you call them that. They consider it pretty damn rude. I can't say I blame them. And if you have to cross through their land, if you can't skirt around it, I suggest being anything but rude. And if you're wanting safe passage, have something to offer them in return. Now, I'll tell you what I've had luck with, but your mileage may vary. I always make sure I have some kids' picture books, something with bright colors. But I know people who have traded them for lots of different things. Hell, one showed me his home once, and it was filled with all kinds of different things. Posters, toy cards, a board game called Corsinopoly, whatever the hell that is. They never do get rid of a single thing they've traded for. Don't expect much conversation out of them. They ain't ones for unnecessary words. You'll likely go the entire meeting never hearing a single word spoken. They understand English, or at least everyone I've come across can. But I've only come across one my entire time of traveling that felt like talking. And his dumbass would never shut the hell up. Normally, I much prefer the quiet. And the quiet's pretty refreshing, if you ask me. But that talkative one did let me learn a lot about him. Four-fists, he called himself. Most of the time, they live in small family groups, but Four-fists was different, a loner. I personally think it's because he's so damn talkative, none of the others wanted to be around him. Of course, I'd never say that to him. I'd like my arms to stay attached and not pull from my body and used to beat me the rest of the way dead. And these guys are damn sure able to do it. Big, strong bastards. And I almost had that happen to me once. I was trying to get passage through one's territory. And I offered him a picture book. Like I said, that's worked for me pretty well in the past. But this one was a pop-up picture book. I have to say, that's probably the closest I've ever been to death. But he finally calmed down and accepted that I wasn't trying to attack him with a magic book. I don't mind saying I'd probably have pissed all over myself if I hadn't relieved myself a few hours prior. So, shitfire, take my advice and avoid pop-up books. Now, earlier, I called the people the original travelers, and it's true. They moved from the liminal lands to our world, even to the darker world beyond, as easy as you or I breathe. And every single one can do it. That ain't true with people. Very few people can step through anywhere they want. Most people are like me. Gotta find a thin spot to cross over. You know, I have a theory about that. My theory is that most of the humans who can do it, who can step through anywhere they want, well, they can do it because they have some DNA of the people in them. And I brought this theory up to some acquaintances of mine, and they all disagreed because they thought there ain't no way in hell anybody would lay with one of the people. But you know, that's a faulty argument. Do you know that most humans have some either Neanderthal or Denisovan DNA in them? Homo sapiens have a long and storied history of not exactly being picky and interbreeding quite freely. And too, to be quite frank, their women ain't that bad looking, all things considered. Hell, I've seen some human women that are worse. I also brought this theory up to Four-Fifths, and he just laughed and said he didn't think any of the people would ever be hard up enough to sleep with a human, so there you go. But I'd say 9 out of 10 of the high steppers, well, that's what I call people who can cross over anywhere, are perhaps just a little bit bigger and just a little bit hairier than your average person. Now, I'm a shitfire. That's neither here nor there, just a little pet theory of mine. And I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again, I'm sure. For example, I was wrong about every human-esque creature being one of the people. Now, most of them are Bigfoot, Yetis, wild men, stuff like that. But not all of them are. See, a Wendigo ain't one of the people. They look like one of them a bit, but they're taller, thinner, and different. I had a run-in with a Wendigo once, and that's probably the second closest I've ever come to dying. Hell, that time I probably did piss myself. Yeah, I brought up a Wendigo to Four-Fifths, and even the people try to avoid Wendigos. Hell, he didn't believe me that I'd met one without dying until I showed him the scars on my feet. But I'm getting sidetracked again. That's a story for another day. I just wanted to tell you about the people. Avoid them if you can. Be respectful if you can't. And always remember to keep something nice to offer them in trade. Remember that. It just might save your life one day.
Thanks for listening, and thank you for at least considering becoming a patron. Until next time, beware of doorways.